Welcome to Maseches Demai Perek Vav Mishnah Ches, Chapter 6, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah begins, Shnaim, two people, one person who's trustworthy when it comes to Maisris and one that's not, Shekiblu Sada Barisos, that they got a field together to be Arisim, to be sharecroppers, and to work on it in a joint way. Aisha Yarsha, or the two of them were brothers, and they inherited a field from their father. Aisha Nishtatfu, or they bought a field together in a partnership. Now, there's produce. Says the Mishnah, when they divide the produce, Yachal Hu, the one that's trustworthy about Maishas, Loimar, could tell the one that's not trustworthy, Toilat Achitim Shab Makam Plani, you take the wheat in that area of the field, Banit Achitim Shab Makam Plani, and I'll take the wheat that's in a different area. You take the wheat that's in that silo, I'll take the wheat in a different silo. Or, you take Atal Yain Shab Makam Plani, you take the wine that's in that spot, and I will take Yain Shab Makam Plani, I'll take the wine that's in the other spot. Because since both of them are getting the same type, we don't say that comes out that I'm giving you part of mine and you're giving me part of yours. Rather, we say that each one is taking the portion that he is supposed to be getting, and therefore the person who's enamored, who's trustworthy, only has to take maaser on his, and not on what goes to the other fellow. Aval, however, says the Mishnah, lo yoy malay, the trustworthy fellow shouldn't tell the not trustworthy fellow, toilat achitim, you take wheat, vani sa'irim, and I'll take barley. Toilat yain, you take wine, vani shemen, and I'll take oil. Because since each one is taking a different min, a different species, the way that we look at it is that if the two of them are exchanging their portions with one another, and the one that's trustworthy is given to the one that's not trustworthy, let's say his portion in the wine or in the grain, and the not trustworthy fellow is giving to the trustworthy fellow his portion. So it comes out the trustworthy fellow is kind of selling his portion of tevel to the person that's not trustworthy. You're not allowed to sell something that's not mesukah, and you can't sell something that's not meiser, hasn't been separated, hasn't been taken care of. Therefore, the halacha is that it's us. Let's see a very similar Mishnah 9, Chaver. If you have a fellow who's trustworthy when it comes to maishras and also to tumah tara, to the laws of spiritual purity and impurity, ve'amartz, an ignorant person, sheyarshus aviyam amartz, they inherit from their father, who is also an amartz, also an ignorant person, peiros, fruits, vegetables, produce, that's demai, and also potentially tummy. Yochel, who the chaver, the righteous fellow, the one that's careful, loymar, like it tells brother amartz, toilat achitim shab makam plani, you take the wheat that's in that space, Vani, and I'll take chitim shab makam plani, the wheat that's in that space. Or he could tell him, you take yain shab makam plani, the wine that's in that place. Vani, and I'll take yain shab makam plani, the wine that's in that place. Because each way, in this situation, each one's taking that which kind of is their portion. And we don't say that it's like one is selling to the other. Avalo, you're my loy, but the chaver can't tell the amar, it's the ignorant person. Toilat tochitim, you take wheat, vani, sarim, and I'll take barley, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. Toilat tolach, you take the stuff that's ready become tummy. Vani etasayavish, and I'll take the stuff that has not yet become tummy, because you can't cause tuma to happen. And in this situation, it's as if you're giving him a portion that's yours. That's us or that's prohibited. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.